A proposed development near the Green Acres neighborhood prompts lots of public opposition and skepticism from ACC commissioners.
Residents just off that corridor have the right to ask for something more than the same old for this property.
From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Wednesday, March 20th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. Dozens of Eastside residents turned out at Tuesday's Mayor and Commission agenda-setting session, most in opposition to a proposed development near the Green Acres neighborhood. The developer of the site proposes building 28 townhomes on the parcel, adding up to 76 bedrooms in total. While the proposed development would be sandwiched in between Green Acres and Barnett Shoals, entrance to the site would be from a side street and would require builders to tear down one existing house to allow traffic into the development. The development would also require a hefty zoning change. Several commissioners seemed to oppose the plan, citing the outpouring of neighborhood concerns. Carol Myers represents the area.
Residents just off that corridor have the right to ask for something more than the same old for this property. And I've heard the Green Acres neighbors very clearly this evening that they do not find this project compatible. They've discussed stormwater, traffic, spot zoning, and more.
That sentiment was echoed by District 10 Commissioner Mike Hamby.
And every time they come to us, y'all, I notice all the times they come to us about a different project for this particular piece of property, they always make a suggestion about what would work here for the neighborhood. So it's not as though they're not saying don't build anything here. They're saying here's something that would work.
Jesse Houle, who represents District 6, says they're undecided.
The main driver, and there's plenty of data to back this up, of our housing costs being so high here, is the shortage of housing, which we have plenty of data to back up. So we've got to build it somewhere.
Commissioners are expected to vote on the measure on April 2nd. In other business, commissioners unanimously approved the purchase of 5 new fire trucks for the city and also voted unanimously to award $15,000 to the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement to coordinate this year's Juneteenth celebration. The first execution in the state of Georgia in more than 4 years is set to take place tonight. Jeff Dontre has this report.
Tuesday, the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles rejected clemency for Willie James Pye. Lawyers for the man argued that he should not be executed because he is intellectually disabled and feels remorse for killing a woman that he had an on-again, off-again relationship with 3 decades ago. Pye's lawyers called the man's trial a shocking relic of the past and cited racism and severe shortcomings in the Spalding County public defender system of the 1990s.
The University of Georgia's Franklin College of Arts and Sciences will host 2014 Nobel Laureate in Chemistry Eric Betzig for 2 lectures on March 25th. Alexia Ridley has more.
The Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry and Molecular Biology will host Betzig's first talk, New Windows into Secret Lives of Cells. A second lecture, All Things Great and Small, Historical Connections Between Astronomy and Microscopy, will be hosted by the Department of Physics and Astronomy. Both events are free and open to the public. Visit uga.edu for more details.
In sports, UGA men's basketball won against Xavier last night in the first round of the NIT tournament. The final score was 78-76. Next up for the Bulldogs will be the winner of the number 1 seed Wake Forest versus Appalachian State contest. That's tonight at 8. Georgia baseball, meanwhile, had an emphatic home win yesterday over Wofford. It was an 18-6 rout. The Bulldogs are 18-4 for the season. They hit a season-high 7 home runs. Tomorrow, they'll host 9th-ranked Alabama at 6:02 p.m. at Foley Field. And Georgia softball hosts Georgia Southern in a matchup this evening at 6 p.m. at Jack Turner Stadium. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
Your financial support helps fund not just the reporters you hear on our local news, but the team of producers and editors working behind the scenes to bring you in-depth and comprehensive local coverage. Please, do your part today by visiting WUGA.org and clicking on the red donate button at the top of your screen. Thank you.